When a diesel school bus accelerates, it often leaves behind a black puff of smoke. Health experts say that pollution can cause or aggravate respiratory problems in young children. The EPA has given a couple of Michigan school districts money to install devices on 160 buses to reduce carbon monoxide and small particle emissions. EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt says the government wants to retrofit or replace all of the country's 400,000 diesel school buses by 2010. The agency is also working to develop cleaner burning fuel for all diesel vehicles.
That black puff of diesel smoke that we've been accustomed to seeing coming out of the tailpipe of not just school buses, but big trucks and construction equipment, is going to be a thing of the past.
The Union of Concerned Scientists says the government will have to spend billions of dollars to meet its goal. Congress has allocated $5 million for this fiscal year's round of grants. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michael Leland.